Amen, brother. Love you, Brother Shane. Woo, boy, ain't that good. That's good singing, Brother Todd, y'all. That's a blessing. Take your Bible, go to Philippians chapter number 4. After a service this sweet, we ought to be able to preach, amen? And you ought to be able to take it. Amen. That's what the song service does. It prepares our heart. It's like plowing the ground so the seed can be sowed. Amen. Sometimes, boy, we come in after a long, hard week, and that doesn't mean you've been living wicked. You just got the world all over you and all in you. And, boy, we come in, they start singing stuff like that. It's like getting in a cool shower. Amen. And just wash the muck off and, man, get our hearts and our minds where it ought to be, where we can think about Him, where we can praise Him. Amen. And, man, that's good stuff. That's good singing tonight. I appreciate it. Did I tell you Philippians chapter 4? Put your finger in there and go to Romans chapter number 12. Hang on to Philippians chapter number 4. And go to Romans chapter number 12. Can y'all hear me okay back there in the back? Brother Allen, am I loud enough? Okay. Romans chapter number 12. We'll look at one verse of Scripture tonight, and then we'll go to Philippians, and I'll give you a little thought that I felt like the Lord put on my heart this week. Over the last 2 weeks, as a pastor, I've dealt with some stuff that have been very difficult and very hard. And the things that I've dealt with, the Lord showed me something, and I've thought about this before, but I've never really spent as much time thinking about it as I have this week. In Romans chapter number 12, I want to show you the root of just about every problem I deal with as a pastor. If I could show you the root of all your trouble, would you like to the Holy Spirit to help you dig that root up and get rid of that thing so that it wouldn't ever come back? Amen. Here it is, Romans chapter number 12, verse number 3. Paul said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you," now watch this very carefully, "not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." He said, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. I'm going to put my finger on the problem with every hurt feeling, with every sin in the flesh, the things we do to hurt our families, to hurt one another, is because we think more of ourselves than we ought to think. And we absolutely think about ourselves more than we ought to think. How many of you say I'm guilty? Yeah. Come on, be honest. That's one of my biggest problems. You know what? That's our human nature. Amen. It's always, what about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? I don't deserve this. I don't deserve... Man, you get to thinking about it real good. We don't deserve to live. That's what we deserve. Amen. We deserve to be in hell, but then yet a little trouble comes our way, or somebody says something we don't like, or somebody talks about us on the Facebook or some kind of social media. Our lives are just tore all to pieces. Wow, if we had our minds where our minds ought to be, instead of stuck on me, myself, and I, that stuff wouldn't bother us near so bad. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I'm trying to be careful here tonight. Can I tell you why every affair that's ever been committed, you know why that thing got committed? Somebody's thinking about themselves more than they're thinking about their spouse. Amen? Are y'all listening to me? They're thinking about themselves in a moment of pleasure more than they're thinking about their little children. Amen? You can't tell me that you lay down in the bed with another woman, or lady, you lay down in the bed with another man, and you're thinking about your family while you're doing it. We all right? No, sir, you're thinking about yourself. Amen. If you cheat on your wife, sir, or lady, whatever the case may be, I used to think it was just one way. I thought it was always the men. No, sir, brother, it goes both ways. And there's people in this room that have been in that situation, and I'm not beating you up. I'm trying to protect your friends from going through the same thing that you've been through. Amen. Men, you cheat on your wife. I wish it were legal. We could take you out back and beat the snot out of you. Amen. You don't think no more of your family than you would put it in jeopardy. Are we okay? You got your mind on yourself. It certainly ain't on God. Are you listening to me? It certainly ain't on God. Every time we sin, we're not thinking about the Lord. Amen. You don't get up and say, praise the Lord, I'm going to go do this, commit this sin today. Praise the Lord, I'm going to cheat on my wife. Praise the Lord, I'm going to smoke a joint. Praise the Lord, I'm going to get drunk. Praise the Lord. You ain't thinking about God. Amen. Every one of us is guilty from the floor up. Amen. Every last one of us. We think way more of ourselves than we ought to think. I could prove it to you. I could prove it to you. I could start a rumor about you and have you out of church before the week's out. Amen. I could start a rumor about you and have you out of church. Hey, I thought about changing the name of this place to Hurt Feelings Baptist Church. Rarely does somebody say, Brother Ed, I just want you to know how happy I am. Amen. I called a check on somebody who ain't been around. Well, I'll just be honest with you. So-and-so's been saying this and so-and-so. I'm not talking about a grown man. A grown man. Somebody's been talking about me. Big deal. Can y'all handle this? Let me say it again. What's the word? Big whoop. Who gives a rip? Get over it. Amen. Is it worth keeping your family away from the things of God and out of the house of God and certainly out of the will of God because somebody said something about it? Really? I can understand if somebody slaps your wife. Amen. If I slap your wife, you got a right to get mad. But if I say something about you without thinking, forgive me. Just like I have you over and over and over and over and over. Are you okay? Man, what? I've been here 21 years. Brother Charles has been here over 30, is that right? Over 30 years. What if we left every time somebody said something about us? You say, who would say something about Brother Charles? They've done it. But by the grace of God, we're still here. Amen. You know what we have to do? We have to get our mind off of ourselves. We have to get our mind off of our petty feelings. Listen, and I'm not belittling you. You're human. I understand that. Guess what? I get my feelings hurt too. Yes, sir. Something went on just recently. And I told my wife, I said, man, that just really hurt my feelings. Something somebody did, and they don't even know I know it. But it's sometimes people do stuff and it makes me mad. Amen. You ever just, you see people do something, you just want to go say, pat, you idiot. I do. I just want to like, what are you thinking, man? You need a whooping. Sometimes people do stuff and it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. People that you love, people that you help, people that you pray for. Listen, I'm no different than you. I get my feelings hurt too. But as soon as I do, I have to look at the bigger picture and say, this is not about my feelings. Amen. Not one time did I hear Jesus at Calvary say, they hurt my feelings. Not one time. They crucified him. They didn't write about him on Facebook. They drove nails in his hands. They put a crown of thorns on his head. You know what he was thinking about? He wasn't thinking about Jesus. He was thinking about me. And he was thinking about you all the way to bloody Calvary. Woo! Somebody ought to say amen right there. He didn't even speak of himself, Brother Freddie. Seven times he spoke from the cross. Not to the very last, over and over, it was somebody else. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How about that? Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. John, go home of mama. Go home with John. John, you take care of my mama. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise, soul winning at Calvary. You cannot tell me he was thinking about the wounds in his feet or the wounds in his hand or the crown on his head or the lack of clothing on his body. No, sir, he was thinking about lost men and women and boys and girls from eternity past to eternity future. What was he talking about? Miss Janice used to sing, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. When he was on the cross, said he looked ahead in time, woo-hoo, and saw a little boy in a single wide trailer on his granddaddy's farm. And he made a plan. He made a plan and he found a man. He sent that man by that little trailer with a bus and picked us up and brought us to the house of God. Woo, man, ain't you glad Jesus wasn't self-centered? Somebody ought to shout and help me right there. Ain't you glad Jesus wasn't self-centered? Some of you ought to look at yourself tonight and say, you're a self-centered rascal and you need to get right with God. Amen. We need this every now and then. You're stuck on yourself. You think more of yourself than you ought to think. Can I prove it to you again? Don't raise your hand. But how many of you would rather have somebody in the church do you wrong than to do it to somebody else? Did I say that right? How many of you would say, boy, they hadn't been saved long. I don't know if they could take it. Boy, if I wish they was going to talk about somebody, they'd just talk about me. Boy, that thing might just blow them completely out and they might not be at a spiritual place where they could handle that. Listen, if they're going to talk about somebody, Lord, let them do it to me. How about that? How long has it been since you prayed that way? Y'all listen to me. I'd much rather have somebody run their mouth about me than I had some of these young ones that just got saved right here today. That's the last thing they need is some backslidden heathen. Amen. With fangs and a forked tongue. Putting out prayer requests about them. Y'all okay? Gossip often comes in the form of prayer requests. Amen. We all right? Here's our problem. We think more of ourselves than we ought to think. I've got Eddie way up here. Am I by myself? I get Brother Eddie put way up here. I go to some of these meetings and preach, and there'll be several thousand people there. I'll sign Bibles, man, till my hand is cramped up. People want their pictures made, and well, if I ain't careful, I'll get to, yeah. I get to liking the sound of my own name. Then the next time I get up and preach, bruh. And the Lord says, Eddie who? Are y'all listening? If we're not careful, man, we'll get ourselves set way up here. People love to attach their names to stuff just to make themselves look better. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? We got to be careful. We don't lift ourselves. Listen, if we lift ourselves up, you know what that is? That's haughtiness. That's haughtiness. Amen. And if we get haughty, the Bible says we're going to fall. If we get haughty, we're setting ourselves up to fall. Listen, the higher you got yourself set up, the farther you're going to fall. Some of the people that I've seen backslide the worst are the people who were the most sanctified, sanctimonious, self-righteous, judgmental. Bless God, I wouldn't let my wife. Shut up. Ain't none of your business what my wife does. You can't handle yours. Hello, anybody out there? Man, if we just focus on our own responsibility, you know why we like to get so high and sanctimonious and self-righteous? It makes us feel better about ourselves. And what that is, it's self-gratification. And it's self-righteousness. And it doesn't really make you feel better. If seeing somebody else stumble makes you feel better, you got a problem. Amen. The majority of my counseling appointments starts out I. Me, my, I. Go to Philippians chapter number 4. I want to help you tonight if I can. It sounds like I'm fussing at you, and I'm not. I want you to get a blessing. I want you to get some help. And the next time, it's been going so good around here, it scares me. I'm serious heart attack. God has been so real, and it's been so good. I know the devil's got his finger in the pie somewhere. I don't know where he's at. I know a couple places. Are you listening to me? I don't know whose family he's after. I don't know who's the next one out the door and out of church and out of the will of God. But he won't rest. But if I can equip you beforehand, before he shows up. Now listen, I got a new pistol. Yeah, and it shoots too, buddy. Now, if whoever robbed my house the first time, if I get home tonight and there's a message on my machine that says, Brother Ed just wants you to know, going to come by and rob you about midnight tonight. Be there about midnight. Appreciate it if you wouldn't be there. I'm going to be sitting on the front porch with a 45 in one hand, a 12 gauge in the other, and a track in my pocket in case they're lost. Amen. If I know he's coming, I'm going to be ready for him. How many of you knows he's coming? Come on, talk to me. How many of you know he's coming? He's coming after your marriage. He's coming after your flesh. Amen. The Bible said he wants to destroy us, to devour us. Hey, he's coming. We better load the gun. We better load the gun. We better be prepared. And to be prepared, we're going to have to get our minds off of ourselves. Amen. I understand. I used to be critical of people having depression or people having nervous breakdowns. I fully understand it now. It makes it easier to understand once you've been through a little stuff yourself. Amen. Well, I remember as a young preacher in my 20s, you know, bless God, you're depressed. You're wicked. You need to get right with God. I'm sorry. I was 20-something years old, man. Everything going great. I never had anything to be depressed about until I got depressed. Amen. But I've never dealt with anybody who's dealing with serious depression that didn't have their mind really set on themselves. Study the men in the Bible who battled it. Visit with Elijah in the cave. Get with Moses as he cries to God. Get with Jonah under his gourd. I mean, but you find these men who are depressed and down. Hey, all they're thinking about is their self. Yeah. And if Elijah did it, and Moses did it, and Jonah did it, and many others did it, then I will do it and you will do it. Amen. I have done it and we'll do it again. Say amen right there. Amen. This is not a fix-all. This is preventative maintenance. I'm telling you, he's coming. He's going to get in your head, and he's going to tell you we don't love you. He's going to tell you we've been talking about you, and blah, 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 blah. Remember, I preached about him the other day. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of himself, for he is a liar and the father of it. You remember that? The devil's a liar. You got to remember that. The devil's a liar, and Jesus don't gossip. Jesus don't sow discord. He's not the author of confusion. So when it's causing discord and unsettledness and unhappiness and depression, it ain't the Lord. It's the devil. Philippians chapter 4. Famous, famous scripture. I'll just give you a few points right quick and we'll go to the house. But let's get our minds off ourselves. Amen. That's a big job. Paul said in verse number 13, everybody can quote it, right? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Our problem is the I. That's where we want to focus. I can do, I can do, I can do, I can do. I is not the focus of that verse. Christ is the focus of the verse. I can do all things. How can I do all things? Through Christ. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do. You cannot beat depression. You cannot beat addiction. You cannot beat adultery. You cannot have a successful marriage. You cannot be a good father. You cannot be a good mother. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. What are you saying? We need him for everything. Every area, every aspect of our life. If we're going to do all things, it's got to be through him. Amen. It's good preaching, whether you like it or not. It's him. It's him. It's got to be him. Not us. Not we. Not them. Him. 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 My wife and I have been married 31 years this year. 31 years that woman's put up with me. You can't tell me God ain't real. 31 years I've put up with her. Amen. It goes both ways. Squish my toothpaste in the middle. Amen. You know what that is? Brother, that's the grace of God. Amen. I put her out on the side of the road one day. I did. She's fussing and fighting, and I pulled over. She said, let me out. I said, get out. I like to never got her back in. But... Amen. We've had our days, man. We may be fitting to have one now. I'm just... We've had our days. But you know what, man? We've had to keep our minds on him and off ourselves. We've had to realize this thing's more than about me and it's more than about her. There's three children involved. Are you listening? Now there's four grandbabies and they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Hey, we've never had more to stay together for than we do right now. Now, I'm not saying we're having trouble. I'm just saying, I don't care who you are. It's coming to your house. It's coming where you live. Those people that you're judging now, you're next. Amen. That lady that you're so hard on, that man that you're so hard against, that you've run your mouth about, you're next. It's him. You better make it him. 100% him, 0% you. Without me, you can do nothing. Two preachers are in my thoughts tonight. I loved them both, and they were both very good friends, both of them. Brother Charles would remember. Brother Freddie, I believe, would know at least one of them. I know he does. I'll never forget when a friend of mine, another preacher, committed adultery. It's bad. Didn't condone it. Didn't have him back to preach for me, and I ain't been back to preach for him. Severed the relationship, but continue to pray for him every day. These other two preacher friends of mine, they had copies of love letters that he had written or a birthday card. They went around the country. They made it their mission to destroy the man. I'm serious heart attack. They'd go to camp meetings, Brother Freddie, and read in public. Now, that's just wicked. I thought it then, I think it now. I believe it was, if there's a level of wickedness, those two preachers were worse than the one that messed up. Guess what? Both of them wound up doing the exact same thing. I believe that sin came in their life because of the way they treated another. One of them's dead. God done took him out. I'm not condoning adultery. But if you got to be running somebody else down to feel like you're preaching, you're not preaching, Jack. We think more of ourselves than we ought to think. You know what I did when that happened to that preacher? I love this preacher with all my heart. I do to this day. That preacher had a lot to do with who I am. Do you know what I prayed and what I did? I prayed every day, God, don't ever let it happen to me. Amen. I called him up and said, tell me how this happened. I don't want the details. I want to know what happened. I don't want to go down the road you went. Got to get our minds off ourselves and get our minds on our Savior. The Hebrew writer said, I believe it's Paul myself, but in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 9, he said, but we see Jesus. Are you listening to me? You know what you see when you see Jesus? Holiness, righteousness, godliness. You find no fault. You find no failure. You find no disappointment. I have never been discouraged. I have never been disappointed. I have never been depressed. Looking at the lovely Lamb of God. Hey, you want to get your mind off yourself? Get it on Him. Get your mind on Jesus. The devil will do everything in the world to distract you. How many of you have trouble staying on track while you're praying? Come on, if your hand ain't up, you don't pray. Not to the God I pray to. You probably talking to Allah. Because the devil don't care. You start hooking up in the throne room. My mind. I don't even want to tell you. I don't. I don't even want to tell you where my mind can go. I remember keeping my mind on track during church. I have trouble now and I'm the one preaching. I'm serious heart attack. I'll be nowhere else does that happen to me. Have y'all ever seen me do it? I mean, better just right in the middle of a message, just forget all, what was I saying? I'm serious heart attack. Man, the devil will get in your head. And he'll do everything in this world to distract you from the Lord and the things of the Lord. Amen. Some people's mind were 1,000 miles away while 5 people were getting saved here today. You can't rejoice because you're thinking of this and that and this. And then the devil's sitting on your shoulder. People are getting saved and you're aggravated. People I'm talking about, it was wonderful this morning. It got good enough, Brother Tommy, run a lap. It was good. People sitting there like this. You look like the darlings on Andy Griffin. Old Briscoe darling said, easy, boys. Easy, settle down, boys. Forgive them, Sheriff. They get a little excited and they just don't know. That's what I think about some of y'all. Sometimes I go, oh, easy now. Don't get excited. Wipe that drool off your mouth. Amen. 5 people got saved here today, Jason. 5 of them. One of them we've been praying for. That young man back yonder raised his hand last Sunday. Been praying for him all week. Good God Almighty, down the aisle he came. Got gloriously born again. Woo-hoo! You know what that does? That makes all my troubles seem small. Amen. We think too much of ourselves. We think too much about getting even. We need to be thinking about Jesus. And that deputy sheriff came to my house and took fingerprints after we were robbed, and I had a sneaking sick feeling in my stomach that it was somebody I know. And I asked him, I said, sir, if we find out who this is, do I have to do anything? He said, what do you mean? I said, do we have to press charges? He said, oh, no. He said, why would you not want to press charges? I said, because it's probably somebody I love more than a pistol. Yeah. It's probably somebody that I'd want to beat the soup out of, yeah. But I don't want them to go to jail. You know what the flesh says? Revenge. Get them. Lock them up. Beat their eyeballs out. I believe with all my heart the Lord saw to it that I didn't know who it was. I think He's doing me a favor. Amen. Instead of seeing self, we need to see our Savior. All those people wore the little bracelets. What would Jesus do? Now, I ain't so much for bracelets, especially on guys. Or just preach right there a while. Amen. Women wear jewelry. Amen. Women have, any of y'all boys got a jewelry box? Look at Brother Robbie, he turned red over there, amen. He's blessed God I sold all my gold, amen. I'm not all for the little rubber bands, but hey, what would he do? Guarantee he wouldn't react the way we do half the time. Amen. Amen. We went to eat somewhere the other night. Wendy's, Utica, New York. It took 30 minutes to get our food. When we got it, it wasn't right. Ooh. Imagine that, Rusty said. Oh, I was hot. I wanted to, there was something inside me like that alien on that movie wanting to come out and bite that kid right on the face. I'm standing there, I'm getting hot, and I can tell the preacher's getting hot. Now watch this. Watch this. I'm about to pop off. And the little guy who's working behind him fixing the drinks turns around, looks at Brother Paul Bannister, and he said, "You pastor at Lighthouse Baptist Church?" Brother Paul said, "Yeah." He said, "I come to your church one time." He said, "I never heard anything like that." He said, "I've been thinking about that an awful lot." He said, "I'm off this Sunday." He said, "Me and my girlfriend's going to come." Conviction. We had an altar call right there at Wendy's. We sat down finally with our food, and Brother Paul looked at me, and I looked at him. He said, "You just get right with God?" I said, "Yep." Yep, sure did. Better get our eyes on our Savior instead of ourselves. Look with me at verse number 19, Philippians 4. Y'all still okay? I'll get you out of here in a minute. "But my God," we love these verses and we love to quote them. "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now listen, I said we need to get our eyes off ourselves and on our Savior. We need to get our eyes off ourselves and on the supplier. Amen. We need to get our... Listen, brother, I'll tell you where the devil will get with you and get up next to you is when there is a need in your life that you can't meet. Somebody help me right there. My wife and I have fought over money over the years worse than anything. She used to handle our finances. I worked like a dog, brought it home and give it to her, and when I wanted money for something, if it wasn't there, I throwed a fit. "What do you mean I ain't got $25? What do you mean the bills ain't paid?" I mean, brother, I'd rake her over the coal. One day she said, "Here." And now every week she's hollering, "What do you mean I can't have $25? What do you mean we got to pay bills? I need a dress." Amen. Payback time, hallelujah. Seriously. What we're doing is looking at our supply instead of our supplier. Amen. Listen, every addict knows where to get. Amen. Is that right? Amen. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Amen. And they'll do whatever it takes to go to that supplier. Well, listen, you and I as Christians, just like a druggie, we've got a supplier. Amen. We ought to be addicted to him. Bible talks about being addicted to the gospel. Amen. We ought to be hooked on Jesus. You need to realize that he's our supplier, not your employer. Your employer's not your supplier. Are y'all listening to me? That's not your supplier. Your mom and dad ain't your supplier. This church ain't your supplier. God is our supplier. And boy, when I think about it that way, it makes my needs not seem like all that. Why? Because his supply is huge. I'm not to name it, claim it, clan. Sometimes we're supposed to suffer. Sometimes we're supposed to struggle. Amen. I'm afraid if some of y'all won the lottery, we wouldn't see you no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, do you think it's right to play the lottery? No, it's gambling.
Amen.
Well, what if I won? Would you take the tithes? Of course I would. That's a stupid question, man. I've heard preachers preach, bless God, you win the lottery. Don't you be bringing them filthy tithes in here. Oh, come to Happy Valley. Amen. Moses spoiled the Egyptians, we will too. I ain't telling you to play the lottery because you're crazy if you do. Our supply, he's got it. Sometimes we're supposed to struggle, sometimes we're supposed to go through it, but we have a heavenly Father who loves us more than we love him. Amen. How many of you do your best to give your kids what they want? Not everything they want. Some things will hurt them. You know what I'm saying. You got good sense, but you try to do everything. Man, that little girl, I don't know where she's at, Miss Caroline. If she says, Papa, I want, I don't care what she puts on the end of it. Papa, I want a Corvette. Let's go. Sound like a good excuse to me. Amen. Caroline wanted it. Amen. These boys are going to get big enough to want a new boat, too, I think. No, seriously, we do. We want to give them everything we can. How do you think Jesus feels about you? We got scripture stating the very thing. Amen. If the Father loves his children, how much more do you think your heavenly Father loves you? He's got what you need if we would trust him for it. Over and over growing up, I heard my mama say, well, I've just put it in the Lord's hands. I wonder how many times we've made that statement lying through our teeth. I'm just really trusting the Lord about it. Then you're not worried, right? You're not spazzing, right? Well, you said you trusted the Lord. Yeah, but I'm still just worried today. You didn't really trust the Lord. Are you listening to me? You didn't trust the Lord. You're still looking at your supply. I've been praying about that big check to pay his church off for a long time. A long time. I still believe it's going to happen. You say, come on, preacher. It's been 16 years. So? Moses wandered in the wilderness for 40. I don't know. God's timing ain't our timing. You know how much time I spend laying up worried about it? I let Tom do that. He's good at it, professional worrying. Tom said, I'm worried to death. Whew, glad you're not me. Amen. I ain't worrying. God put me here. He can keep me here. He wants to move me. He can move me. We got to look at our strength and look at our supplier, and that's Jesus. Everything I've got came from God. Everything I've got. I guarantee you, whatever it is you're going through financially, you've been through worse before. God's brought you through it before, amen? I remember standing on my porch watching a wrecker haul our vehicles out of the yard. If I hadn't had a company vehicle drive, we wouldn't have nowhere to go. I'm talking about repossessed, Jack. Watched them leave. And still had to pay for them. Ain't that stupid?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do, baby? I don't know. It's the end of the world. They took our piece of junk. They took our trashy car that leaks oil. Air conditioning don't work. What are we going to do without that piece of junk? Amen. Are you listening? Truth be known, it wasn't worth hauling off to start with. Yeah. Fretting over it. My, my. If you had it today, you couldn't give it away. We need to get our minds off of our sources and on our supplier. Whatever it is, new manna. I reference that banner all the time. It's no longer there. But for years, going to new manna, 20 years, 20-something years, that sign across the back of that church says, Jesus is the answer to all your problems. And he still is. If he was the answer to your lost condition on your way to hell, man, don't you think he can handle a light bill? Are you listening? Don't you think he can handle an insurance payment or a car payment? Or he can handle that. But we've got to trust him. And I'm probably going to stop right here in a second. But listen, you can't tell me you're trusting God with your finances if you're not giving to God from your finances. If you're not tithing, you're not trusting God. Well, we can't afford it. You don't trust God. It's that simple. We okay? If you're not tithing, you're not trusting God. What you're telling God, I know God, this is your will, and this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to take a tenth of my income. 10% of $100 is $10. I'm supposed to take every $100 I get, and 10 of that dollars is not mine, it's already God's. God, I know I'm supposed to do that, but we can't afford to. What you're doing, you're saying, God, I can't afford to do what you told me to do. What you're saying is, God, I can't trust you. And I think what God's going is, no, I can't trust you. Lord, we need more money, we need more money. And God says, I couldn't trust you with $10. Amen. Amen. Well, when we get a raise, we're going to start tithing. No, you won't. You know what's going to happen when it goes from 100 to 200? It's going to double. Your tithes are no longer going to be $10, they're going to be $20. And if you had a hard time turning loose of a 10 spot, we ain't getting a 20 out of you. I remember the first time my wife put a $20 bill on a heart offering plate, I about had a heart attack. I was reaching in there trying to grab a 10 and a 5. Amen. I make change in a heartbeat, friend. I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I could trust God. I could trust God. Listen, God would. How many of you believe you're supposed to do that? I learned I can trust God with what He asked me to do. If God asked me to do it, He will enable me to do it. Are y'all all right? Did you know in 20-something years, I have never missed it? Amen. I've never said, well, we could have paid the lights if we hadn't tithed this week. Amen. No, I think we got to pay the lights because we did tithe. Amen. We've just trusted God with it. I'll tell you how I do it, and I'm going to move off this. I know y'all don't like it, but you need it every now and then. Hey, you know what my goal is? I'm going to tell you my new goal. I'm going to pay this place off. We need to do something. We're getting a new loan. Once we get all these details worked out, we're getting a new loan. We're dropping 4% in our interest. That's a big deal. That's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. 15 years this place will be paid for if we just do what we're doing. I want to do more than we're doing. Amen. I'd like to pay toward principal and knock more thousands off that thing. We got a banker now that likes us and has our best interest. Amen. He's telling me, I'm not putting together a loan that's good for us. I'm putting together a loan that's good for you. Hallelujah, we ain't heard talk like that. Amen. I'm excited, but you know what? You're going to have to get on board. Well, we're just not a rich church. I don't want a rich church. Are y'all listening to me? I don't want the majority of that kind of people. You say, wait a minute, I got money. Are you against me? Not if you got the right attitude. There's a lot of churches full of rich people, and they think they own the place. They think they run the show and all that just because they put so much money in the bank. I'd rather have a bunch of poor people that love God with a rich one or two thrown in there just for good measure. Somebody can write a big check. Amen. Y'all all right? I love poor people. It's usually poor people that give the most. Amen. All of us only has a little, but you start putting our little together, whoo, we do big things. We do big things. Yes, sir. Man, this church puts its mind together. That's what I'm trying to say, is you've got to learn to trust God with your supplies. You've got to trust Him as your supplier. You've got to trust Him as your Savior. Get your mind off yourself. Quit looking at what you got. You remember the lad with the lunch? Y'all remember? They said, there's a lad here with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, but what is it among so many? You know what they did? They did just like we do. We look at our supply and go, there's no use in even trying. We'll just go blow this on something else. We might as well go to McDonald's because we can't pay the light bill anyway. Come on, you ever had that kind of reasoning? Can't pay the bills anyway. Let's go eat. I'm broke. I'm down. I'm depressed. I need a new truck. That'll work. Are y'all listening? Well, we better start looking to our Savior as our supplier. What is it, Lord, among so many? Remember what Jesus said? Remember what Jesus said? Bring it to me. Lord, what? It ain't much, Lord. It's just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Let me see. Let me see. Lord, my tithes ain't enough. They wouldn't make a difference, no way. Let me see them. Let me see them. The church will never miss our tithes. It's so small. Let me see it. The Bible said he took it and he blessed it. And everybody ate till they was full and had 12 baskets left over. The God can take a little and do a lot with it. I'm going to take up an offering right here in a minute. Brother John and Miss Misha going back to the mission field in June. In June. It wasn't Bibles. I was mistaken this morning. It's gospel tracts. He wants to ship a bunch of, it's going to cost over $500. He wants to ship them tracts over there in the Creole language. He's going right over near where the Latour girls grew up, where they're from. Not where they grew up here, but where their family's from. It's right there next to Haiti. And they minister to them Haitian people over there. Hey, man, I want to buy some of them gospel tracts. Amen. I've already got it. I gave my tithes and offering and missions this morning. But hey, I got another opportunity. I'm going to get in on them tracks. Amen. Amen. Get your eyes off yourself and on your Savior. Get your eyes off yourself and on your supplier. Get your eyes off yourself and on your sovereign God. Realize, you know what sovereign means? He's the man. There's nobody above him. Amen. We need to place him as the authority in our life. Amen. Did you know most Baptists have a problem with authority? Y'all all right? Most of us have a problem with authority. We don't like being told what to do. Amen. Well, got quiet on me. We need to allow God to be the authority in our life. Why are we disobedient to God? We're not accepting the authority. Y'all all right? Why would we not submit to the will of God? You can't submit to authority. We need to allow him to be the sovereign king in our life. Okay, God, you're in charge. What did that woman say? Jesus, take the wheel. What if he'd have had it to begin with? Life might not be spinning out of control. Amen. Yeah. Lord, here it is. Here's the marriage, here's the kids, here's the finances, here's it all. Here it is, Lord, my life. You'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong putting God totally in charge of your life. Amen. I'm going to quit right there. Let's get our minds off ourselves. Let's get our minds on our Savior, our supplier, our sovereign. By the way, they're all the same. It's all him. I can do all things, say it with me, through Christ. Through Christ. Jesus said, without me, ye can do what? Nothing. Remember what a zero you were before he saved you. So if there's anything good about you now, it's him. We need him. We need to get a fresh look at him. We need to watch ourselves. When we start looking at other people and other people's lives, and it's hard not to do. Would you agree? I'm not going to rip your face off. It's hard not to. It's hard not to look at other people and go, my gosh, man, what, you know. It's hard not to. But we need to get our minds off ourselves. Get our minds off of everybody else. Get our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Todd, y'all come. But we see Jesus. Remember what I said. If you'll look at him, you won't find no fault. You won't find no failure. You won't find no sin. Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. I've examined him. I've heard his case. I don't see nothing wrong. Can't find anything wrong with Jesus. We'll find plenty wrong with each other if that's what we're looking for. But you won't find nothing wrong with him. Actually, just whenever y'all ready, just sing a verse. You mind the Lord tonight.